Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Sad to announce that Kayleigh McEnany has announced, the White House tremendous press secretary, that she is COVID positive. And again, more details to follow. I guess she'll be quarantining. I'm not sure who will take over. But we have somebody else in the communications department. And Operation MAGA is the thing that's being done in this gap right now with some of the key players quarantining. Erin Perrine is the director of press communications for the Trump campaign. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. Erin, welcome in, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this news with Kayleigh now is just another example of something has to be done to bridge the gap here. And Operation MAGA is a masterstroke on short notice. Tell us what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, as the president fights the coronavirus, we will on the campaign use all the resources and our folks and get them out there full force, full-throated work on behalf of President Trump. That'll start this evening with a virtual rally with details to come, including what time, but everybody should tune in across all of our social media platforms for that this evening. And the vice president has his debate on Wednesday. After that, you will see the vice president, the first family, our surrogates, our coalitions out across the country talking directly to the American people about what's at stake and what's going on. We're excited about being able to do this, and we will do this in conjunction with our grassroots army that has not slowed down at all. That means door knocking and phone calls and being able to talk to voters directly as we fight to get out the vote for President Trump.
Absolutely. I think I saw somewhere, Erin, in the social media for Trump, a call to prayer tonight with Laura Trump was one name that I saw in there.
No, call to prayer was last night. There was
across
our social media where we all stood together in prayer for the president, for the first lady, and for the family as those two are battling through coronavirus, and for every American going through it. You know, the president understands what this is like right now. He's going through it. He's going to come out the other side stronger than ever, and we look forward to that.
Erin, let's talk about the VP debate coming up. Mike Pence is a friend over the years. He was in talk radio, too. Every time he comes on, we talk about that. He is not flashy, but he is very methodical and very, very tough in debates. And I think one of the things that's the best thing to bring up, because it's obvious, it's not slippery like some questions. Do you subscribe to the philosophy of packing the Supreme Court? And for some reason, this seems to be incredibly controversial, even though Biden and Kamala Harris say things that I think are very controversial to my position. This one seems to be something they're reluctant to go there with.
Well, yeah, because they know that the answer is they are going to want to pack the Supreme Court of the United States. It means that they will want to make sure that they can put more liberal justices on the Supreme Court and try and change the trajectory of this country. Listen, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg was against packing the Supreme Court. So we know that what Democrats are trying to do, this is their classic tactic. And Kamala and Joe Biden refuse to answer because they know the answer is yes, we want to pack the Supreme Court. But this is what Democrats do. They lose, and so they try to change the rules, whether, you know, it's in the Senate where they want to try and change the filibuster, or if it's in the Supreme Court where they want to try to pack it. time and again, they want to change the rules because the process, the American people and the processes that are built to protect them, the Democrats don't like, so they want to try to ram through and change it.
Absolutely. Now, I know there's nothing definitive, but the lean seems to be today that the president might come home back to the White House.
That is the reporting we saw this morning from the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. They're in consultation with the president's doctors, with the president. That is their hope. You know, the president is fighting the coronavirus head on as only he can. And so we will see what happens. But, that you know, that'll ultimately be up to the president's medical team.
Where would you point people who want to volunteer, want to be helpful, particularly Operation MAGA now, all hands on deck? Aaron, what's the best place for us to go?
Absolutely. Go to armyfortrump.com. It's got every resource, every ability, and every way to join the movement, be part of the Army for Trump, and be part of Operation MAGA, whether that's making phone calls, knocking doors, or joining us digitally, whatever it is, you can be part of this fight, and we need all hands on deck for President Trump.
Aaron, thank you. Thanks for joining us as always today.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.